practically speaking, this is the provision that is most often used in litigation because, you know, it creates an easy question. The question is this content content created by the platform, or is this content created by the user? If it's created by the user, then you and the lawsuits against the platform, then it seems for most courts, then it becomes a much easier question of, you know, are we trying to treat the platform as the provider of the content? If so, then, you know, this section 230 applies, the case gets kicked potentially on an early motion to dismiss. The second provision of section 230, which often gets cited in policy discussions, but is used much less frequently in actual litigation, is the C2 provision. So it says, no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be held liable on account of any action voluntarily taken in good faith to restrict access to or availability of material that the provider or user considers to be obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, et cetera, et cetera. And any action taken to enable or make available to information content providers or others the technical means to restrict access to the material described. So it becomes a much more difficult question in the course of litigation to determine, you know, what is being voluntarily taken down in good faith. And so for that reason, in practical litigation terms, you know, typically you see most litigants who go into court and try and raise a 230 defense, raising it on the grounds of C1, which is, you know, interesting. All right. So what does 230 not do? So 230 within the law itself does have carve-outs. So does not cover federal criminal law. So, you know, if there's a federal criminal law at issue, the platform cannot raise 230 as a defense. It also doesn't cover federal IP law cases. On a case-by-case basis, there's a split case law on whether or not it covers state IP law. There are certain cases involving rights of publicity and whether or not you can raise a 230 defense there, and the courts are not consistent there. 230 also doesn't cover the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. This is the law that protects wire, oral, and electronic communications when those communications are being made in transit and when they're stored on computers. So that law is not, when you know questions of that law come up, 230 doesn't provide you with a defense. And most recently, the law was stated to not cover sex trafficking, either civil or criminal. The criminal piece of that was already covered by the carve-out earlier that I mentioned, which is the federal criminal law, but they've also added in the civil piece of it. So 230 does not apply as a defense there. All right, so we've got the law. After the law was enacted, there was an interesting and you know, most people say pretty, you know, seminal case, Zirin, that came up. This was in 1997. So you've got a user who an unknown user, and he was making a series of bulletin board posts because that, you know, back in the day, bulletin board posts were pretty common. They were advertising merchandise that was supporting the Oklahoma City bombing, which is a terrible and tragic event. It also included this person, Zirin's name and phone number, which, you know, it's an early example of doxing. So, but it, oddly, you know, obviously it had nothing to do with him. And so he contacted AOL and he said, company, please take down these defamatory posts. But then the posts remained and they continued to live on those bulletin boards. So then plaintiff Zirin brought this case against AOL and he said, well, this is ridiculous. You know, how can I have my information, you know, posted and why do I have to face all this? And he said, AOL should be liable as a distributor under the CompuServe standard. And he had said, look, I provided notice. I provided notice of this terrible, you know, thing was happening to me. And still the platform, you know, didn't do anything. And then the court found that even with this notice, that 230, you know, that immunity would apply. And in its decision, the court said, look, the information, the amount of information communicated via interactive computer services is just staggering. It'd be impossible for service providers to screen each of their millions of postings for possible problems. And faced with potential liability for each message republished by their services, interactive computer services might choose to severely restrict the number and type of messages posted. So Congress had considered the weight of these interests and chose to immunize service providers to avoid any such restrictive relief. So even with this this notice piece of it, which, you know, is an interesting factual piece, the court decided that 230 protections applied. And that sort of, this case was a pretty big game changer. It raised, it created a defense of out of 230 and the law that was incredibly broad. And that to this day is used to, as a defense against any sort of, any number of allegations.